Now, once you get to your hotel, you know, it's about time that you go and do what you do, no matter how tired you are. Right? I mean, you can, you know, because you, there's people who actually now, once they reach Mecca, they want to go to sleep for a few hours. You know, I know in my case, I couldn't imagine that happening to me. Imagine the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a few hundred yards away. How could you think of actually resting in your hotel? The beds are very nice. They're probably better beds than you have at home. But, you know, you're going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you take your luggage, put it in your rooms, get a snack. You know, you might want to relax a little bit, 15, 20 minutes, but then immediately you should make it to the haram. Once you enter the haram, depending on where you're entering from, you will go inside the haram. And a person, the practice should be that a person should keep his or her gazes down and keep on walking. Walking until a person realizes or feels that now when I look up, I will be able to see the Kaaba whole, you know, the whole Kaaba. That is when a person should look up. And whatever dua a person makes at the sighting of the Kaaba is accepted, no doubt. Right? No doubt. That is why there'll be you know, crowds of big people. So you just want to make sure that you keep on walking. And you come to a place where there's not a lot of people, or there's less a crowd. You want to look up, see the Baytullah, see the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and engage yourself in prayer. Engage yourself in dua. This is the time to make dua. No matter what, no matter how tired you are, no matter what it may be, whether it be a booklet that you take out to start making dua, that is the time that dua is accepted. If you already know this, if you already know the answer to this question, if you've heard it from me, don't answer it. But what would be the ideal dua that a person would make at that point in time? Yes, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said that, "Oh Allah, whatever dua I make after this dua, accept it from me." Subhanallah, if you have firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will happen. It just depends on how much your faith is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's going to happen. So that is the dua that a person should ideally make at that point, at that place. And obviously, that shouldn't be the only dua we make and start running away. No, it's time to make dua. You know, we have no offices waiting for us. Alhamdulillah, there's still no internet in Makkah al-Mukarramah in Medina. There is, but it's not accessible to many of the people. You don't find many cafes, so you don't know where it is until you know, unless you know where it is. But so there's no internet waiting for you. There's no emails waiting for you. No one's going to call you on your cell phone. You've got nothing to do except pray. And that's what you've gone there for. That's why you spent all this money and you've gone through all these hardships to go there and pray. So make dua. You know, spend your time. Put your hands up and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. Whatever our needs may be. So now you will have your ihram on. You will be going inside the haram. You have entered the haram. You have made your dua, now it is time for you to begin your umrah. It is time for you to begin your umrah. Now let us just kind of imagine that these are the four corners of the Kaaba here. Okay? This is where the black stone is, the Hajar Aswad. This is where the door of the Kaaba is. The area right here is Multazam. Maqam Ibrahim is right here. And the well of Zamzam is right there. And now you will be going around counterclockwise. So what will happen is you will enter the haram and now you will look for the area on where the Hajar Aswad is, the black stone. It's very easy, you will kind of see a lot of people there, so it's really not that difficult. If it becomes very difficult, on all sides of the haram you have two minarets. One, two, one, two. One, two. This side only has one. There's only one minaret. If you still can't figure it out, look on the wall here. Right where the wall is here, there's a very nice green light. So just look around. Come into the center and look around. Where do you see the green light? So you will be able to see the green light. And then as you get closer and very close, you will see that there's actually a line at the bottom that just goes all the way across like this. So now you will be in the state of ihram and you have to begin your umrah. Now, when you're doing Umrah, you have to do two things. Number one, you have to do Iztiba'. Iztiba' means your right shoulder for the men has to remain exposed. And you have to do Ramal. Iztiba' you have to do in all seven circuits. Ramal, which is walking like a brave warrior, is only done in three circuits, three rounds. Irtiba and Ramad. So your right shoulder remains exposed, and in the first three circuits you're doing Ramal, which is walking like a brave warrior. Now what will happen is you will go to that black line. Now remember, you're going to have to remember this very nicely and quickly, because it won't happen like I'm telling you to. You're going to have to be very quick, because people are going to be behind you pushing to come right through. So you need to go to that brown line, which is in line, it's on the floor, right? Which is in line with the black stone. Your right shoulder will be with the black stone. You know, you will be facing the black stone, and you will not be over on the other side. You will still be on this side of the start line, right? You're still on this side. And now what happens is you make the intention for Umrah, and you raise your hands to your ears, and you say, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, and you put your hands down. See, Bismillah Allahu Akbar, you put your hands down. And you're facing the Kaaba. Bismillah Allahu Akbar, you put your hands down. Now, you have to kiss the black stone. It's not possible. Or you have to touch it with a stick and kiss it. That's also not possible. So now you have to make istilam, in the sense that you have to put your hands out like this. Both hands, palms facing towards the black stone. Say Bismillah Allahu Akbar, bring your hands back and kiss your hands. So you do. In the first circuit, you say Bismillah Allahu Akbar, you raise your hands, put them down, and then you say, put your hands out, say Bismillah Allahu Akbar, kiss your hands, and now you're ready to go. Now you will stand like this, right, with your left shoulder, and now you will come on the other side of the line and you will start your seven circuits. So now you have begun your circuits, right? Circuit number one. As you're going around, because this is your first round, this is your first circuit, not only are you making iftibat, not only is your shoulder exposed, but at the same time you're walking like a brave warrior. It's very difficult. There's a lot of people there. So you kind of have to make sure your feet go up and you look like a warrior, you're walking like a brave person. But there's so many people there, it's very difficult, especially if it's not the days of Umrah, and especially in the Hajj season. So now you will kind of walk around. While you're making the tawaf, you shouldn't be looking at other people. If you're walking with your wife or your friend or someone, you shouldn't be chatting, you shouldn't be talking, you should be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best dua that a person can make during tawaf is رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That's the best dua that a person can make during the tawaf. Now you go around. As you come around, you will come to the corner before the black stone, before where you started. You will see a lot of people kissing this or putting their hands out, putting both of their hands out. It's not correct. The only thing that a person can do, if he or she wishes, is to touch the Rukn Yamani with the right or both hands. The only correct thing to do there is to touch it with your right or both hands. It is not correct to touch it with your left hand. It is not correct to put your both hands out when you're walking by it. It is not correct to put one hand out when you're passing by it. The only correct thing to do is to touch it with your right or both hands. If possible, if it's not possible, you will not do anything. You will just walk by it. Please remember that. You will see a lot of people doing all kinds of things. Especially if you're in the days of Hajj, it's very, very difficult to even get close to there to actually touch it. They actually have an opening where you can see the actual stone of the Kaaba there. But it's very difficult to come by there. But if you do, right hand or both hands. If you don't, then nothing happens. You just walk by it. And you're still making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Now you will come at the black line. Your one circuit is over. Immediately you will turn towards the Kaaba when you're on the line. According to a lot of the scholars, your tawaf is incorrect if your chest faces the Kaaba any time during the tawaf. So when you're making the tawaf, if your chest by any chance turns towards the Kaaba, it's incorrect to do so. So you will actually make sure that it's always your left shoulder towards the Kaaba, you're walking around. As soon as you get the brown line, you will stop. It's very systematic. If you actually look at it from the roof, you see it's a whole round. There's people coming, it's just, you just brake, yield, not a stop sign. They just yield for a second and then they're gone again. So you come very quickly, you put your hands out, say Bismillah Allahu Akbar, kiss your hands and you start going around. Now, when you do this at all the seven circuits, the Bismillah Allahu Akbar that you did, putting your hands to your ears and put them down, that's only to begin the Umrah. You don't do that over. But the istilam that you did, kissing of the Kaaba by putting your palms out and kissing your hands, you will do that at every circuit. So that's, you did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, like I said, during the first three, you will be doing Ramal, walking like a brave warrior. And then the rest, and obviously from the first till the end, you will be doing Iltiba, keeping your right shoulder exposed. If you can kiss the Hajar Aswad, the black stone, subhanAllah. You're very lucky. And, you know, during the days of Hajj though, it's very... So if you have the ability and the chance to kiss the black stone, you should do so. But you should not trouble and put anyone through pain when you're kissing the black stone. Because إذا Muslim, to trouble another Muslim is haram. And to do and to kiss the black stone is only a good deed. To do something haram, to kiss the black stone is not correct. So please make sure that you don't, you know, put anyone through any kinds of trouble when you're kissing the black stone. Now, you have completed your seven circuits. It is wajib for you to pray two raka'ah. It is compulsory for you to pray two raka'ah. Those two raka'ahs, please keep this in mind, can be done anywhere in the haram. Those two raka'ahs can be done anywhere in the haram, preferably behind Maqam Ibrahim. Did you get that? Anywhere in the haram, preferably behind Maqam Ibrahim. Once those two raka'ahs are completed, again it is the time to make dua, to raise your hands and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if you are actually, during the Hajj season, making tawaf, and first of all, it's not possible to pray two raka'ahs behind Maqam Ibrahim, because there's just so many people making tawaf. If you're able to do so, after troubling a few hundred Muslims, there's no way you can make dua there. So the best thing to do, and it's preferable, that a person, once you have completed your seven circuits here, you just walk up behind the well of Zamzam, climb the steps here, you know, at the actual masjid area, and, you know, go there and pray two raka'ah. In a sense, you're still behind Maqam Ibrahim, you're just a little further away, and then you're in an area where there's not too many people, so you can actually sit down and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ease and peace, without people troubling you. Now, if it is the makruh timings, you will not do your two raka'ah. For example, if by any chance you are doing, now this is the case with any tawaf, whether it's the tawaf for Umrah or the tawaf that you're just doing. If you have completed your tawaf after Salatul Asr, according to the Ahnaf, it is makruh to pray any salat until Salatul Maghrib. So you will not pray your two raka'ah of tawaf. You will delay it until Salatul Maghrib. Once Salatul Maghrib is completed, then you will pray your two raka'ah of tawaf. Or, for example, you make tawaf after Salatul Fajr, and the sun has not, you know, risen yet. The time, according to the Ahnaf, is makruh. You cannot pray your two raka'ah. You wait until the sun rises, and then you pray your two raka'ah. So please do keep that in mind. To pray the two raka'ah is wajib. It is compulsory, so you have to pray those two raka'ah.